Welcome back, everybody, to episode number 88 of Off the Field Podcast.
Glad to be back, my brother. And might I say, we are feeling a lot better.
Yeah, 100%, especially compared to a few days ago. I couldn't even get out of bed.
I mean, you guys sat on the pod. He was, I mean, at one point you were sweating up a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, you were doing okay. You're holding it down.
Yeah, you know, week to week, grind to grind. But I was facing the worst of it on Saturday, the one that just passed. And I heard you also went through it pretty rough on Saturday.
Yeah, I actually couldn't make it to the softball championship game.
Me neither.
And you know, what's funny is that right before we started last week's episode, I dapped him up and he said, you probably don't want to do that. Yeah. And I learned the hard way.
You told me in that moment, you're like, I already dealt with somebody sick before this, so
I'm probably going to get sick.
And we both did. And it both caused us to miss the softball championship. So if you don't see us in that video, that's why. We were sick.
Yeah.
But
Let me know, what happened Saturday?
Dude, okay, I woke up, and it was just the symptoms I was already going through, which is ear congestion from all the flying and altitude changing from Europe. That still hasn't gone away, but it's way better than it was. A little bit of a cough, but I had been getting this for like a couple days where like I was like painfully hungry. Like I was hungry, but it like hurt. Not like to the point where I couldn't move, but like...
Like you had like hunger pains almost?
Yeah, I was like, ow, like... I'm hungry, but like, why is it like telling me like eat now? Like it's painful.
Yeah.
And so I had already had breakfast and it was only like 2 hours later. And I've been alive for 28 years. I know my body. I know how my body reacts and how it is. I don't get hungry again that fast. So that was also weird. I was like, whatever, I'll make something small. I'll make a protein shake and I'll have that. So I made it. And I was like, damn, hopefully this helps this weird hunger pain go away. Probably drink half of it. And then the total opposite, I'm like, dude, I have to like throw up, I think.
What the hell?
Yeah. So then I go to the restroom.
Yeah.
And I yak twice, like the size of my stomach.
Ew.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry if you're queasy and you have a weak stomach. I had a weak stomach that day. I don't know why. It was just that one day.
Dude, that sounds crazy. Okay, so what I don't get is how do you go from hunger pain to just, oh, I got a yak.
And the throwing up came out of nowhere.
Was it almost like instantaneously that you threw up? Or did you like hold it in for a second and then you're like, oh, shit.
I could tell I had to throw up. And then for some reason, just that day, I had to throw up and did. And I still was committed to going to softball. I was like, that was 2 hours before I had to leave. And I had to switch cars with my brother because my tires were bald as hell and it's a long drive.
Yeah.
So I went to go switch cars like 30 minutes before I was going to leave, brought his car back here. And I was like, okay, let me pack my bag and then I'm going to go. I went inside, threw up again for a third time. And then after I let it out, I looked up and I literally said out loud, yeah, I'm not going.
Yeah, we're cooked, boys.
And I had to text everybody I carpool with, like, literally, like, 5 minutes before I was going to leave and say, hey, I'm sorry it's last minute, but I'm not going. Like, it's just not happening. Well, I don't know.
Good that you
why.
Didn't go, bro, because can you imagine yakking over there at softball? That'd be scandalous.
Yeah, and the long drive. I don't know if I would have made that long of a drive feeling that bad. I probably would have had to pull over, but... Ended up just sleeping through the whole night, and luckily I was ahead on video, so I pretty much slept the whole day, the next day.
Damn, you took the entire Sunday to recover?
Yeah, I mean, probably till like 4. But it was pretty gnarly that weekend. I don't know why. It was just that one day, and then every other day has just been the same symptoms, and now I'm pretty much 80%, I would say. I'm almost over it.
Well, that's good, man. For me, I mean, it wasn't as extreme at all. But for sure, I had like a nasty little cough going. I didn't want to go either because, like, you know, you just rather rest. You don't want to just spread the sickness. And I didn't want to be that guy just kind of coughing, hacking, or sneezing all over the bats. Yeah. So I didn't want to be that guy. And I mean, I didn't go. So I'm feeling a lot better myself today. Feeling a lot better.
Well, hopefully by the time this episode comes out, we will be 100% because I'm near the end. I just want to get back to being healthy. You know, when you've been sick for so long, you forget what it feels like to be healthy.
Yeah.
That's kind of the feeling that I'm at.
What's like the number one thing that pisses you off about being sick for me? Like, for sure, I cannot stand it for my life is having one of my noses just completely like.
Yeah.
Just
congested.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a bad feeling.
That's like the absolute worst for me.
When I get that phase of like, you can't stop coughing. Like.
Oh, where just like after the one, it's you're going to cough four more times.
Yeah, I had that probably like Thursday, where it was just like it just never stopped.
Gee.
But hopefully by next episode, we will be 100%. And to get started with this episode, we just missed talking about this because it happened a few days after last week's episode. The hurricane that rolled through the Florida area tore off the roof of Tropicana Field, pretty much completely gone. And now they are going to be looking for somewhere else to play in 2025 and probably the years after that as well, because they're getting a new stadium in 2028. So I don't know if they want to spend all this money on a brand new roof when they're getting a brand new stadium.
You know, I didn't think about it like that. At first, it threw me off because I was like, is it really going to be down for 3 years? But then I didn't realize they're getting a new stadium anyways.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, honestly, to me, makes sense to just kind of wait and move into the new one or even just speed up the process.
So it looks like you and the A's are going to be taking 3 years off at some temporary stadium until you get to your new home. But where is that new home going to be for Tampa Bay? I have a few options that I've seen floating around the internet, and I think we should go through each one, think, and tell everyone what we think are the best options. First, I have Charlotte Sports Park. It is their minor league stadium. Mm-hmm. It is only an attendance of 6,000 people, but I don't even think that's a problem because they barely draw an attendance as it is.
I don't think they – just the number alone is, I feel like, execs would immediately think that's way too small.
They do. People are already saying that's too small, but it's like,
no,
look what they draw already.
I mean, that's fair. That's yeah. Valid. Now the next one, ESPN Wide World of Sports.
I hope this is the one that wins because I would go back in a heartbeat to go do a video and finally say that I've gone to Disney World because I've never been to Disney World and this is at the Disney World land.
Two birds, one stone, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly. So go see the Rays play at ESPN Wide World of Sports and then go to Disney World like the next day.
Bro's going to baseball and then whee!
That is my number one option personally. That's where I want them to play. The only problem that I have seen is their scheduling conflicts because it's such a big venue and there's so many events that happen there already.
Yeah,
they're probably booked for 2025 at this point. So having them play a full season there might be a problem. I don't know. And then TD Ballpark, we saw the Blue Jays play here during COVID because of, you know, the border rules between Canada and the U.S.
That's right.
And it's rumored that it could be the home for the Rays after all this hurricane problem. But I don't know. Do you want to share your stadium with a division rival? Do the Blue Jays want to share their stadium with the division rival?
They're going to ask for a pretty penny, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll get some sort of compensation for it.
This next one, though, I think for sure is a lot more feasible. Again, scheduling is probably one of the only issues with it.
Oh, yeah. The schedule makers are going to have a lot of late nights this offseason. But go ahead.
The last park that we have here is Lone Depot Park, home of the Marlins,
mm-hmm.
which honestly makes complete sense.
I mean, all you got to do really when the Marlins are on the road, Tampa's in Miami and vice versa. Just flip it.
You know, they could always try to rent out the Coliseum.
I've heard people trying to say that too, that they could just go cross country and play in the Coliseum.
I mean, Oakland Rays sounds pretty hard though for one season.
Oh, well, it might be a couple.
Oh, actually. Okay.
Yeah. Until that new stadium is built. But who knows? What do you guys think is the most realistic option? Honestly, I think it's going to come down to Charlotte Sports Park or ESPN Wide World of Sports. Please be ESPN Wide World of Sports. I can finally check off Disney World. It would give me a good reason.
I'm going to throw in my hat for Lone Depot Park as my number one. Okay. Number two, honestly, is probably going to be the Coliseum.
You think so?
I mean, long shot, but hey.
I mean, I don't even know what they're doing with it now that the A's are officially moved out.
It's going to take a bit to destroy it or to even, like, get started with any of that.
It would just
seem
like a huge slap in the face after your team that people wanted to fight to stay so bad is being kicked out.
Yeah.
And then this other team from across the country is like, hey, we need a home. And then meanwhile, the team that called that place home is like, oh, we'll be down here in Sacramento while you guys use our stadium. That would be wild if that ends up happening. The drama, the storylines of the Rays and the A's is something to behold. And yeah, so we'll see what happens with that. Leave a comment letting us know what you think is going to happen with that. And while you're leaving comments, you might as well subscribe here to Off the Field Podcast and follow us on Instagram. You can find those in the description.
Don't forget the TikTok.
Mm-hmm. We have that too. Follow that everything, rolling. Please. Or else you will get rocks thrown at you.
I'm going to throw this ukulele right through your guys' window.
Yeah. It'll be smashed right over your head.
And now, you know what is going on right now.
MLB playoffs.
Yeah.
We are right in the middle of it. We have a few games to talk about. It's championship series right now. Dodgers versus Mets. Guardians versus Yankees. Currently, Dodgers are up 2-1 on the Mets. Game 4 is about to be tomorrow as we are filming this. And for the Yankees and Guardians, Yankees are up 2-0.
That's not looking good at all for the Guardians.
No, a lot of people are building the storyline that the Yankees have the easiest path to the World Series that they've ever had in the last 20 years.
They're not wrong.
Who they play in the first round? They played the Royals.
Play the Royals.
And then they played the Guardians right now.
So they're looking pretty hot. I mean,
yeah, it's looking pretty good for them moving forward, looking like they are going to punch their ticket to the World Series. If they don't, you can come back to this video, this podcast, and say I jinxed them. And hopefully I'll be jinxing the Dodgers too, because the Dodgers, they've been so weird. They play extremely hot in one game, and then they go ice cold and play nothing like they did the game before.
It's hard to pinpoint.
Game 1, they won like 8-9-0. Game 2, they lost 6-3.
Mm-hmm.
And then game 3 right now, they're up 7-0. We turn the game off because it's over.
I have the final right here. It's 8-0.
Oh, it's over?
Yeah, so as of right now, the Dodgers are up 2-1 with the Mets. I did say to people around me that I think the Mets would take it in 7 games, but they're going to have to work at it. Because, I mean, Bueller turned it on game 3, as we clearly saw. He's getting it back bit by bit. But,
all,
I mean,
all of a sudden, these pitching problems that the Dodgers had all season long, now they're aces all of a sudden. They went 33 scoreless innings. That's 3 full games. 2 of them against the Padres and 1 against the Mets.
No.
Ridiculous. All of a sudden, their pitchers got hot. I mean, that's what playoffs is all about, is what team can get hot. And those pitchers were shutting down batters left and right. And I got to talk about the Padres. Obviously, I was rooting for them. They were a part of my prediction to be in the World Series for the NL. I thought they were going to win the whole thing because they were hot.
Yeah,
they were on fire.
And they got cold.
They got super cold.
Mm-hmm.
Out of nowhere. It's hard to explain.
Like, I saw a meme page say that they pretty much just gave it away.
They did.
Which they, yeah.
They were up 2-1. And they blew it. Like, I can't believe how ice cold they got. Especially for all the dancing and trash talking that they display on everybody's screens and on the field. How can you go that down bad after being so high up?
It happens, bro. I mean, I hope we don't see it with the Mets this time. I really hope they can find that heat again and just keep it trucking, keep it going up into the World Series.
Come on, man.
I don't want to see
the
them,
power
bro.
Of Grimace, a pumpkin.
That's what I'm saying, bro. That's what I'm saying.
A World War vet named Seymour Wiener.
Grimace! Seymour Wiener, bro. Come
and a
on.
Pumpkin.
A pumpkin.
And hopefully that'll be enough to power them past the Dodgers, because the one thing I've been able to hold since the 2020 World Series is that it was a Mickey Mouse World Series, and they still have not won a World Series legitly in a full season.
That's why they're getting hot again. They realize they got to lock this shit down. They can't, especially having Ohtani on the team.
Do you know how much
no
power
excuse,
we lose if they win a real World Series?
Dog.
Do you know how badly our friends, you know, and not even our friends. Let me single out the people.
Oh,
Javi.
Bro wants blood.
And Lil Kirsch. Hey, you texted me saying you want the sock, Javi.
I mean, yeah, that's for different reasons.
I'm talking about those reasons.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Javi, you pissed me off. Dude, if I was going to show up at softball, I literally did not want to see you.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, and all for me posting 2 stories. I never even said a thing to you. I never even mentioned the games to you, and you're just taking 2 stories that I posted for me, and how many messages did they send?
Over 99. Javi, look, you got your little 2 cents here. We're talking about the Dodgers. We're talking about you. Mm-hmm. You got it, okay?
Uh-huh.
We mentioned it. The Padres did lose. We're gonna acknowledge that.
Yeah.
You have to acknowledge that.
Yeah.
And right now, the Mets are just not looking good against the Dodgers, but you know what? We're gonna hope.
We're going to hope on Power Pumpkin, Grimace, and Seymour Wiener.
Seymour Wiener.
And apparently the Hawktua girl. Apparently she said something about the Mets.
She's a Mets fan?
Something about the Mets. I don't know. She's related to this whole energy that they have going on right now.
So. She's got a Hawktua.
We got to have a Hawktua watch party. But man, I pray that I don't have to go through that again.
I mean,
literally, you just open your, like, if literally you were just to say Mets, Javi will go World War V on you. Even if you weren't talking to Javi, like if I were to say to Mobo right now, hey, Mobo, Mets.
I'm going to bring up all of his ancestors without waiting.
Javi is going to slaughter all your ancestors is what he's going to do, because apparently that's all it takes to piss him off.
Well, do you want to tell the people about this little conspiracy theory that's kind of
funny? I've been bringing this up in conversation since the last offseason, and I've probably said it a few times in my videos. Cap is also aware of this. Cap also thinks, hey, this is kind of weird. So last year's World Series, Diamondbacks and Rangers, it was the lowest viewed World Series in the last decade.
Crazy.
I'm sure MLB hated that. For me personally, I love seeing World Series like that. Teams that aren't expected to make it. Teams that nobody thinks is going to be there.
Just being an absolute dogfight. Like, you want to see them go at it.
That's more exciting to me
than
the number one versus the number one.
We always see that. We always hear about it.
Yeah. I want to see teams, the underdogs. You want to root for the underdog. So I guess when those teams finally got there, people were like, eh, we don't care. I cared. I thought it was dope to see two teams like that facing off. And to the world, it brought no attention. They didn't care. Lowest viewed World Series. Yeah. So something in the air tells me that MLB in the offseason said we can never have that happen again.
They fired the head writer. They got another script writer going.
They were like, we have to have our two biggest markets face off, LA and New York. We need to make the money back. And
I'm with you right now. Just keep going.
And
I'm with you.
Look where we're at.
Yeah.
We're two games away from LA and New York facing each other in the World Series.
Now, if the Yankees steamroll, like if they obliterate the Guardians in the next game, for sure it's probably real.
Yeah. And I'm not saying that I 100% believe this is something that MLB is actually doing, but I do think it's very suspicious. I think it's weird.
Like, I'm waiting for the Subway Series. I think that's a little more exciting, but this big market thing, it's coming into fruition, man.
Yeah, it's literally two games away for both of the teams. And come on, you can't sit there listening to this and tell me you don't think it's a little weird, because this is a World Series people have been predicting, been saying is going to be happening for like the past 20 years. Yankees, Dodgers, Yankees, Dodgers, Yankees, Dodgers. And it never does. But then after this horrible, horrible World Series, now it's finally going to happen. The two biggest markets, most money, most eyes, most fame are going to face off against each other with the biggest stars, Ohtani and Judge. There's literally a CS commercial, NL ALCS commercial, where they only show Judge and Ohtani. There, first of all, are two other teams playing in the CS. And second of all, many other players.
No, what's wild too is I saw even throughout the game that just happened now, game three, they have a little like counter for Ohtani whenever he's coming up. Now, what I found out too was that
became a meme during the Padres series, because it said like two batters away, Shohei Ohtani.
So what I found out too is that they were doing it the same thing for the Phillies against the Mets, and they had a counter for Bryce Harper.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Only Bryce Harper, though. Only the
superstars. Well, yeah, obviously the superstars are going to get the most attention.
I mean, yeah, but you've got superstars on the Mets too. You got Lindor, you got Alonso. Yeah. What I'm saying is I don't care about who's got more of this, who's got more of that. Just share the love or don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to show love for everybody.
We've heard it before in the NFL. People think they're script writers. You think they're script writers in the MLB?
They probably hired them from the NFL.
Like I said, I don't believe in it. I forever want to think the sport is played naturally.
Of course.
The best wins. Whoever plays better moves on, wins the game. It is a little suspicious that this World Series is very close to happening. We will know by next week what the result is going to be. So, and I love, not next week, but the week after, our podcast will air on Halloween. So we're going to record before, but the episode will come out on Halloween.
You guys are going to love it.
Yeah, so we got to figure out what we're going to wear 2 weeks from now for that. And speaking of football, we got some football trades that are going down.
Let them know.
Davante Adams got his wish. He is out of Vegas, and he is now a New York Jet. And I made sure to include some comparisons there for Mobo because...
Thank you, brother. I'm still learning this. I'm not the biggest football fan. Like, I'm really trying, guys. I'm really trying. For some reason, I like the most boring sport ever. For some reason, football just doesn't do it. But nevertheless, yeah, I mean, he's Mike Trout.
So the reason I said Davante Adams, Mike Trout comparison, Davante Adams, even though he's played on now three teams after this trade, he's very good. When he is in the right situation, he is one of the best at his position, and that's Mike Trout, one of the best at his position. But when Davante was on the Raiders, he is one of the best players on one of the worst teams.
Yeah.
Mike Trout. And now Davante is out of that situation. He very badly wanted out of Vegas. He made that very clear. The only reason he left Green Bay to go to Vegas is because he thought Aaron Rodgers was getting old, coming to the end of his career. He didn't trust the future of Green Bay, and he didn't want to be stuck there. So he ended up going to Vegas with the Raiders and his college quarterback, Derek Carr. It was a match made in heaven for him. And then the Raiders moved on from Derek Carr and got rid of him. So Davante Adams was stuck there without his college quarterback now.
No.
And he was like, this sucks. I don't want to be here anymore. And he's been out for like the past 2 weeks. I don't think he was really out. I think it was, I don't want to play for this team anymore. I am on the Phantom IL until you trade me.
That's crazy.
So they finally did trade him. And he's back with Aaron Rodgers in New York. He's back with his ex. How cute.
They're locked in like this.
Yeah. There was a clip on the Pat McAfee show. They were interviewing Aaron Rodgers, and Davante Adams was at Aaron Rodgers' house.
I saw that.
He literally peeped in. He was like, eh?
At first, Rodgers is just looking at them, and then he looks up. He's like, yeah. Oh.
All the comments were like, Davante Adams has just been staying the night at Aaron Rodgers' house ever since he's been injured. And he can finally come out and be healthy. Watch. He's going to play this weekend.
I don't mean to cut you off. I just can't fathom. There's a phantom IL in football.
Well, we can't prove any of that is real. People say there's phantom IL in baseball. A lot of players have actually said that's a thing.
I was about to bring that up. Can you imagine if football had or baseball had that? Well, which they probably do.
A lot of players have said that's a thing.
Rendon.
They'll go on phantom IL.
Rendon.
And I wouldn't be shocked if that's what Davante Adams did to not play for the Raiders and say, hey, trade my ass.
That is so
or I am not playing.
I love it.
Yeah. So now he's over there in New York. And for me, I'm happy. He's on my fantasy football team. So hopefully you were never injured and you're going to go play with Aaron Rodgers and you're going to be Davante Adams from Green Bay and be the greatest receiver ever again. Please.
I hope Davante was listening to this. That was inspiring.
Yeah. And another guy that got traded.
I was about to say, he's not the only one going to New York.
Yeah. Amari Cooper got traded to the Bills. And I wrote Chris Bryant as a comparison here. Amari Cooper, funny enough, when he was on the Raiders, not the same time as Davante.
Okay.
Years before Davante. When Amari Cooper was there, he was like the star wide receiver breaking onto the scene, and he was pretty damn good there. Then he went to the Browns. That's where careers go to die.
Oh, no.
And honestly, people were starting to forget about Amari Cooper. He was not having the best time there. But, you know, when he was a Raider, when Chris Bryant was a Cub, they were these young cats on the scene. They were the best thing. They were going through great times. Then they go to a new team. Rockies, Browns, and it's not so sweet anymore. But unfortunately for Chris Bryant, he's still a Rocky. But Amari Cooper, no longer a Brown. He's going to the Bills. I'm sure Josh Allen is going to love that because he lost Stephon Diggs, his number one wide receiver in the offseason, and he has a new one with Amari Cooper. It'll be a rejuvenation for Amari Cooper.
Love that for the Bills. I was going to say, did we see him during that preseason game that we saw earlier in the year?
Amari Cooper?
Yeah.
No, we didn't see any of the starters.
Okay, I was about
to say. They didn't want to play them yet. The Packers were playing the starters in that game. We saw Jordan Love.
We saw a touchdown.
Devontae Wicks. Yeah, Devontae Wicks scored that touchdown. Am I saying his name right? I know his last name's Wicks. I don't remember his first name. Deontay? Something like that. Wicks. That's his last name. He scored. But, yeah, so those are the two big trades that have happened in the NFL. And some big news in basketball. We don't talk about basketball much, but this one is years in the making. Lonzo Ball is finally back on the court in game, shooting the ball for the Bulls for the first time since January of 2022.
Gosh, bro.
Yeah. He had a meniscus tear and a bone bruise in his left knee, which is kind of crazy because January of 2022, that's almost 3 years.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's 2 years in heavy change.
Yeah, and we've seen plenty of meniscus tears in sports. I don't think any of them have taken 3 years.
Like what? If a baseball player tears their meniscus, they're back within
Mike Trout. Yeah,
they're back within the year.
Like Mike Trout.
Yeah.
Who just tore his meniscus this year. But he'll be back next year.
Next year.
Hopefully play the whole year.
I'm glad it's next year and not 3 years.
Yeah. So this is crazy. Apparently what I read and looked into, Lonzo Ball went through like some crazy knee surgery where he got all his cartilage completely replaced.
Holy,
like he got a brand new knee, basically. So apparently he shouldn't be tearing that knee again. Apparently it's like brand spanking new out of the box.
They put vibranium in his cartilage, bro.
But he's back and he's on the court. May he stay on the court. And somebody that should probably ask, hey, who's your surgeon? Is Zion Williamson. You seem to get injured a lot, sir, and you're a big guy. And that can take a toll on somebody. So maybe get Lonzo's number and make sure you stay on the court as well. That's not the only thing that is breaking news from the year of 2022. I am finally...
I didn't believe you this one.
...receiving a gift. Finally, after all this time, from May of 2022, I opened a box of cards with Shortsy, which had a Luis Robert redemption in it.
Wow, okay.
And I got an email earlier this week saying the card has finally been delivered after 2.5 years. The card is arriving tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
Dude.
So if you're not familiar with how redemptions work, every box of cards, most box of cards, you get a guaranteed autograph. And most of the time, it's in the box. It's signed. You find it and you're like, oh, I got my autograph card. But there's those rare times where you pull a redemption, and those are usually better cards of better players. And they're still cool because you're like, oh, yeah, I get a better player instead of some scrub. Mm-hmm. And we pull this one. It's Luis Robert, and it's from Panini. And I've heard Panini's redemption process is very bad. Clearly.
I was about to say May 2022 is pretty bad.
Yeah. That's pretty horrendous. And so what you do is you scratch off this little code, you put it into their website, you redeem your card, and then they send it to you. I've had that happen with Topps cards. I have a Lindor autograph that is a redemption card. It was from Topps, so it arrived like that. Got it within the same month. And I'm sure there's others up there that are redemptions. But geez, man, May of 2022, and this card is about to arrive October 17th of 2024.
I think Cap, when we had first started buying and kind of getting into baseball cards, had told me, hey, just be wary about pulling an auto, like redemption kind of thing from Panini. I'm pretty sure he'd said it to me once or twice.
Panini, what are you guys doing?
Y'all just sitting on the couch. I'm pretty sure they got like, hey, look, he redeemed it.
That's the rest of the 2022 season.
That's exactly what happened.
The full 2023 season.
Dude.
And the full 2024 season. And hey, I mean, you got plenty of time, don't you, Luis Robert, when you guys had the worst record in the modern era. So finally, this card is going to arrive. And I was debating on bringing it up on the podcast because Cap listens to this podcast. And I wanted to break the news to him in person. But this was such crazy news that I was like, whatever, we'll bring it up on the pod. Cap, you're going to hear this. You're going to either text me or you're going to DM me and be like, finally. And he still asked me till this day. He literally asked me like not too long ago, probably like a month ago. Hey, when are you getting that Luis Robert redemption card? He doesn't forget, bro. And it's finally happening. This time when the episode goes up, I should have the card in my possession. So, and hopefully Luis Robert will be traded. Because
I love that for Cap. He's getting closure on that.
Yeah.
He's getting closure on that.
That story has finally ended. Hopefully. I feel like I'm going to jinx it and it's not going to arrive tomorrow.
Cap, please join me in this little applause.
Let me see. Let me go to the email. Can I track it? Your package is arriving tomorrow. See, panini.
See, what I was waiting for when he told me about this was I was waiting for you to be like, oh, I just got the it's shipped notification.
No, that's how I figured it out. It said it was shipped. And I was like, oh, look at that. It should arrive by lunchtime tomorrow. That's what it says. Wow. 10:15 to 2:15. And hopefully we'll get it.
Hope so, man.
They created the label, which means they shipped it the 14th of October. It's a long process, guys.
They wanted to make sure Luis had all the time to do it, bro.
Like, what are you guys doing at headquarters? I honestly don't know why it takes that long. But they were able to get it from Texas to California in 2 days.
That guy was moving.
Yeah. But, yeah, so finally, Cap, you can close the book on that one. And something pretty cool, which a lot of people don't get to experience, I went to a secret Angels game.
Yeah, I saw your story. Was a little confused.
And you guys said we don't play baseball in October.
Seriously. Look, I'm wearing this because we're in Cancun. We're not in Cancun. We're playing a game.
Yeah, that's right.
So tell me about this secret Angel game.
So if you guys remember Shannon, Luis Rengifo's assistant, who we helped try to push Rengifo to the All-Star game in the regular season. Unfortunately, he got injured. He reached out to me and he said, hey, do you want to meet and hang out with Vladimir Guerrero? I'm like, yeah.
Vladimir Guerrero.
Well, yeah, Vladdy Daddy, not Vlad Jr.
Senior.
And I'm like, hell yeah, that was like my first favorite player. And literally, I don't know if you guys can see that, but this is Vlad's jersey that I'm grabbing right here that's hanging on the wall.
I think they see you pulling on it. I don't think the people see it, but just,
yeah, there's
it's up there.
It's right here. But anyways, so I'm like, hell yes. And so originally the plan was we were just going to hang out with him. And then he calls me, tells me, hey, the reason he's here is because they're doing like this prospect showcase. He's one of the coaches for it. Do you want to go tomorrow instead, see the game, and then hang out with him after? And I'm like, hell yeah. So we pull up and they're like, yeah, they have a list. Like, it's very exclusive. You need an invite. Like, you can't just show up and walk in. So I'm like, oh, damn. So we're waiting for Vladimir Guerrero's brother and I believe cousin. These Dominican families are so big. It's hard to keep track. But they were the ones that got us on the list with them. And it was so funny because I was telling Art about this because Art loves Vladimir Guerrero. And Art tells me the first thing you got to say to Vlad is, que lo que, papi. Which is like, what's up, bro? In like Dominican and some other languages. Yeah. And I'm not even kidding. His brother, Vlad's brother, shakes Shannon's kid's hand. And the first words I hear him say is, que lo que. And I'm like, Art would be having a field day right now. And so, yeah, we go in with them. They kind of go sit wherever they wanted to. And then we sat like third row behind the dugout and watched the scout game, which had guys like Christian Moore, who we just drafted this past year. He'll probably be on the MLB team in 2025 at some point. Nelson Rada, our number two prospect in our system. Another fella named Caleb Ketchup.
Did not know we had him.
Caleb Ketchup. Yeah. Unfortunately, we do not have Mustard. And David Calabrese, that's another one. Those were the guys I knew. Like when I was looking up at the lineups and seeing all the names, I'm like, okay, those are the guys that I've heard of before. I know them from our system. And there were a bunch of other guys, full 9v9 pitching staffs led by MLB veterans, Angel veterans. Vladimir Guerrero was in one dugout with Irvin Santana as well. And in the bullpen, apparently Jared Weaver was all the way out there.
Damn.
Couldn't tell because we were only allowed to go from like where Diamond Club ends to the end of the dugout. That was it. So we couldn't go anywhere else. And yeah, we watched this game between them. Very high scoring. I think it was like 11-6 or something like that.
Wow.
And some of our guys got injured, which was not good. One of the pitchers had to be literally helped down the dugout. And there were a few hit by batters. And I was like, not our own guys. We're on the same side.
Your bro's about to run on the field. No!
Even Nelson Rada got hit. Dude. And I was like, dude, stop. Friendly fire.
wrong team.
But yeah, so we watched the game. After the game, took a picture with Christian Moore. Shannon's kid got Nelson Rodda's batting gloves.
Whoa.
And I got a ball that's actually right here, signed by Nelson Rodda and Christian Moore.
Dude, this is sick.
So hopefully they will be names that you are all very familiar with in the next few years.
Dude, Christian Moore's signature's fire.
Yeah, it's easy to remember which one is which. Christian Moore's definitely looks like Christian Moore. So it's able. Yeah, I don't know how, with Nelson Rodda.
I like it, though, because it's like, yeah. It looks kind of like a donkey.
Okay.
In a way. I don't know, but this is sick.
Yeah,
Nelson.
Thank God Christian Moore's, like I said, looks like Christian Moore. So that way I can be able to tell the difference between Rodda and Christian Moore.
They're both slick with it. Keep it going.
Yeah. You'll probably hear Christian Moore's name sooner in the MLB. He's like 22, straight out of Tennessee, just won the national championship. And he was on fire in our minor leagues. He flew through high A, dominated double A. And knowing the Angels, they make a lot of jumps from double A to the majors. A lot of guys skip triple A. Caden Dana, Zach Neto, Nolan Shanwell. None of them did triple A. They all just went double A to majors.
Crazy.
For some reason. But yeah, so you'll probably see Christian Moore very soon. Nelson Rodda is only 19, so he still has a few more years to develop, bulk up a little bit. And you'll probably see him, I don't know, like 3 to 4 years from now, if I had to guess. But hopefully the future is bright.
Keep a lookout, man.
Yeah. It's funny when I took that picture with Christian Moore, the usher was like, kids only, kids only. And I'm like, I want to take a picture with this dog. He's a dog. And so Shannon's kids take one with him. And I was with Shannon right behind me. And he's like, yeah, take one, take one. And so I look at Christian. I'm like, hey, can I take one? Is that cool? And he's like, yeah, that's cool. The usher was turned around. She turns around. You're not a whatever. And I'm like, lady, how many people are here today? Like 50. And I'm like, come on. Like, I'm an Angel fan as much as an Angel fan could be.
I'm not going to do any buffoonery.
Yeah. And like, I know I'm older, but like, I still respect these guys. I still think these guys are dogs. I want these guys to succeed with our team. Like, what's... I let the kids go first. I didn't shove my way, like, in front of...
He's not
a
Zach Hample, y'all.
Yeah, exactly. I wait my turn, patiently. But, yeah, it was a pretty cool event. And we were supposed to hang out with Vlad after. That was the plan. So...
No, don't tell
me. I know.
Dude! Oh, my God!
So... one of Shannon's kids asked if he could ride with me in my car to the apartments. So I'm like, yeah, that's fine. They're like 5 minutes away from the stadium. So he directs me there. This kid has a very good geographical map already, and he's 10 years old. He's literally like, oh, yeah, make a left here on this street and this street and this street and this street. And like, I'm like, why do you know that at 10? Like, dude, I didn't memorize my streets till I was like 18.
Smart guy.
I was like... yeah, it's by the McDonald's next to the Home Depot. That was me until like 18 years old.
Oh, like, my God. Brother.
Were you learning streets that early?
Yeah.
Why?
I was driving at 14. There was no reason for me to drive at 14, but I could.
Okay. Well, we're literally one left turn away from the apartments.
Yeah.
And Shannon calls me. He's like, hey, come back to the stadium. They want to do it at the stadium. And... it was like his brother and his cousin saying they want to do it there. Vlad wanted to do it back at the apartments, but they're like, no, tell him we're going to do it here. And I'm thinking we're going to go back and like, because Shannon has had tons of experience doing this. He was Eric Ibar's assistant. He's currently Ringifo's. They go and hang out at their places all the time. Tons of MLB players. And I'm thinking, okay, like that's what's going to happen. Just that's what I've seen Shannon do. And I'm thinking we're going to pull up in the parking lot. Like, we'll get out of the car, shake hands. Hi, nice to meet you. Would you mind signing this? Blah, blah, blah. It ended up being, like, by the player entrance where the players leave. And it wasn't, like, private. It was like, oh, like, Shannon was there. But it was also, like, other people trying to get Vlad's signature and stuff. Mm-hmm. And Shannon got his baseball card signed. But I was trying to get my jersey signed. And Vlad, like, signed the cards. And he just turned around and got in the car, and it was like his family was like, that's it, that's it. And I'm like, damn, what? And
dude,
Shannon felt so bad. He and I know you tried, and I do believe and trust in you that it is going to happen, because he was like, it's going to happen. He's like, you're going to hang out with him. It's not just going to be like, hey, sign this, please. So I definitely think he'll still make that happen. It's not your fault at all, Shannon. I know you had no control over it, and I know it'll happen in the future. And so, yeah, we'll be waiting for that day. And, yeah, I really was like, damn, he just drove off.
Heartbreaking.
Yeah. But
you're going to get that, though. You're going to get that.
Oh, yeah.
Good karma comes around.
It'll happen for sure. And another thing that I hope happens for sure, I'm almost positive it's going to, Gold Glove Awards, they're coming up in November. I should be there again, me and Tony T. And they just announced the finalist. There's a ton of guys. There's three finalists for each position. So you have, what, 9, 10, including the utility Gold Glove. And then you have three at each one. So it's like 60 players because AL and NL.
Yeah.
So it'll get narrowed down. But there are three guys because I'm thinking, who do I want to meet? Because whoever wins most likely goes to the award show. At the award show, we get to meet, interview, and take pictures and stuff and do a vlog and all that fun stuff. So I'm like, okay, me personally, there's three that I, if I had to pick three that I hope win, Bryce Harper, Jose Ramirez, and Bobby Witt. They're all finalists. I all hope they win, and I all hope they attend the Rawlings Gold Glove Awards. Please. Please, because last year Tatis won. Did he attend? No, he did not.
Got big leagued.
Yeah, which was wild to me. First Gold Glove, he won Platinum Glove, which meant he was the best in all of the NL, and he didn't attend. Why? Him and Adolis, the two best guys. So who knows? Arenado's also on there, so I hope Arenado wins.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah, so we'll see. We'll know by like November or sometime. I don't know. I don't know when the show is, but it's coming up. And you know, you guys coming up right now, you got to like this video.
Better.
Subscribe, share with your friends. And yeah, have a good day. Our audio is on Spotify and Apple at 7 a.m. on Thursdays every single week.
Ladies and gentlemen, the YouTube video is up 7 a.m. Make sure to be liked. Make sure to be liked. Make sure to be subscribed. Make sure to like the video. Put a notification bell on. Mm-hmm. Share to your friends, family, everybody that you know. And we're going to see you in 89.
89, baby. See you later.
Later.